believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Osher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet, looking
Hello.
So pretty in the summer dress, the black and white polka dots. You're a polka dot. Like, I don't know the last time
too
I've
hot
seen
outside.
Polka dots. I love polka dots. And they look amazing on you. I love that dress, by the way. I don't know if
Thank
I've
you.
Ever seen you in a dress. Have I ever seen you
yes.
in a dress?
Maybe. Podcast move in a pink dress.
That's correct. Yep.
One?
And Richiote, what's up, baby?
You
Where's your dress today, man?
You won't
Where's
see
your
me in one.
No summer dress
really,
today? How about a kilt? Will you rock
a kilt?
Yeah.
Maybe next
I could
year
totally see you in a kilt.
Maybe with those lady right? pipers next year.
I could totally see Rich in a kilt.
I know.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
So weird.
It's a scary
it's
visual, but it came very quickly and it didn't leave. I'm like, I can actually see that. All right. So here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk a lot about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times best-selling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com. So don't think twice about it. Go to whatisyourwhat.com and grab a free copy of that book.
You know what's cool about a New York Times bestseller?
It's just like a disease. Once you have it, if there is no cure, you have it for the rest of your life.
Forever.
Exactly. Once you are a mom, you are always a mom.
Yes.
Once you are a dad, you're always a dad. I won't go down the path any
so
further than that.
Are you trying to say that
once you are a New York Times bestselling author,
you could still not be a good book?
I could write any book I want after this. And even if it is, and frankly, I will probably write a lot of very bad books between now and my death. But I will always be from the New York Times bestselling author. Steve, exactly. It's like it's like a TED Talk. Once you have a TED Talk, you're always a TED speaker.
There
you
go.
Sort of thing. So, all right. So here's what I want to talk about today on What Is Your What Wednesday? And man, I got to tell you, we've had this conversation a few times, but I want to put a different spin on it today.
Okay.
Because on the cover of the book, there's only one graphic element, and that is the DNA strand. Right. So I believe that your what is that which has chosen you. I don't believe it's that which you have chosen. I think you can choose your why. And that's everything that's external. I don't believe that you can choose your what, at least in my phraseology. Now, I don't want to get caught up in semantics on that. And Simon Sinek and I had a nice little conversation about that. But let's not talk about that difference other than I believe it's in your DNA. You have a gift. You have a core gift that reflects who you inherently are and what you're naturally good at. You could call it your superpower. You could call it whatever it is that you want to call it. But I do also believe that your DNA sometimes doesn't necessarily serve you well. Right. I mean, there are times where how you are wired works to your benefit. And there are other times where how you are wired works to your detriment. And I just want to share a quick story because it's very fresh. And I just wanted to see how you guys would suggest we should move forward with this. And specifically, I'm talking about my son, Xavier. And Xavier is 10 now, and he's super funny. He's an artist, and he's got a really just he's just a different kid, right? I mean, he's just got his own way. It's his way or the highway. Even as a baby, like, it was always going to be his agenda, no matter what it was. And so we got to the point, like, literally anytime he was the hardest baby to put to sleep. Like, just didn't want to sleep because he didn't want to miss the party, right? So he was always like, what's going on? What's going on? You know, like, that was, he was
totally
that kind
see
of baby.
That in him.
And putting him down after he was asleep, he would often wake up, right? You put him down in the crib, wakes up. It's like, oh man, Jesus. You know, we just drove for 45 minutes, fall asleep, get him upstairs, put him in the crib. Dang it. And so he would literally stand at the side of the crib and scream and cry until he puked. Like,
wow.
He would scream and cry himself into a puke. So we got to the point where literally we would just, like, we'd put him down, we'd put plastic down on the ground, And because we cover the carpet in plastic, because you remember those couches like as a kid where you went to a friend's house,
that's
and like
hilarious.
The whole couch was covered in plastic.
We went with the whole, okay, you can sleep with us. Steve goes, no, plastic
hell
to
no.
ground.
Yeah. Right?
Right?
Like, no, you get in my bed, you will never leave. Like to this day, he's like, can I sleep with you guys? Hell no, I love you, but no, I want to actually sleep tonight. And I know that child well enough to know there will be no sleep. That's why the dogs don't sleep with us, because I want to actually sleep. Like, that's the point. But he's a, let's just say he is a very strong young man. And when he plays with his friends, there are plenty of times where he'll drive the conversation.
Sounds like Portia.
He will drive the interactions.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't go to his liking, he won't be the best company.
Wow.
And so he was at a birthday party last night, and a bunch of kids were invited to sleep over at the kid's house who had the birthday party. So they went to do laser tag. I think there was like maybe 8 or 10 kids that went to do laser tag. 3 of the kids got invited to sleep over at the birthday kid's house. The other kids went elsewhere, and I think there were a couple of other sleepovers as well. Xavier wasn't invited anywhere. So needless to say, he kind of came home, and he was just usually kind of shooting the shit. And then you could just tell something was wrong, and then he broke down. And he was very upset and just super sad that he wasn't invited and felt very left out. And I know that that strength will serve him well as he grows older. I mean, the boy doesn't take no for an answer. I mean, he will be an incredible salesman or an incredible world leader or an incredible terrorist or, I mean, something, but he will be...
relentless.
That, he will be relentless, right?
Okay.
And that will serve him well, I believe, as an adult to some extent. But at the same token, relationships are, let's face it, about compromise. Right. I mean, you have to I believe that relationships are about compromise. You have to can't always hold to your guns on everything. Otherwise, you'll just end up dead. Right. I mean, you just get shot. So you got to put your guns away at some point and just say, OK, you know, let's do it your way. I'm listening to you. So what advice would you give to him? Because we don't want him to bury that aspect of who he is, that strength. We don't want to cut that strength out from the knees.
So what did you say to him when he broke down?
Just obviously we're really sorry that happened. And maybe it's because he had camp in the morning that they thought you had to wake up for camp or these sort of things. But we didn't press the issue in terms of maybe it's your personality. You know, like, I mean, it's
right.
So what do you do?
These are tough ones for me because I most of the time think these are the situations almost like when a kid falls and they react more by how other people react more than
how they actually feel
really
about it,
or not. And, you know, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but I know if, say, Olivia came up and said something like that, I'd be like, well, so there was like 5 other kids that didn't stay the night, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, except I do think they slept over at other people's houses.
Yeah, okay, but you got to conquer one thing at a time. So 8 people went to a laser tag, 3
slept over. Right.
So there were 4 other people that didn't,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's reasons. There's probably only this certain amount of space in the house, you know, maybe they had, like, there's just, I don't just instantaneously go into, oh, poor you, that sucks.
Mm-hmm. So you sending a mean text were to the kid's parents, but that was not the right, I should not have done that then?
Yeah. How the fuck could you do this to my kid?
So for me, I have 2 girls, and it's happened to both of them. You know, go to a party, and there's 10, 12 girls, and 2 get asked to stay overnight, and maybe my kid's not one of them, and my kid has been one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this day and age, we have to let them feel that hurt, feel that slight,
mm-hmm.
and resolve it within themselves, because that's the only way they're going to build that resilient muscle that's going to get them through things. I mean, girls are way worse than boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's kind of where I was going, just the 10-second finish of that was, you know, I would say, like, cool, we get a party, you know, and like, let's do a movie on the wall, let's do da-da-da. You know, I instantly kind of do like an Aikido-y thing where mm-hmm. just, sweet, yeah, so we get to do something now.
Yeah, well, I just
wanted to throw in real quick and, you know, maybe on the deeper thing. If you're recognizing he likes control, then maybe the lesson he needs to learn above and beyond this is control starts with yourself. And sometimes controlling yourself to not say something mm-hmm. that you want to say is a lesson. I'm reminded of one of your guests that was talking about dieting and says, I don't look at the cake and go, dang, I don't get the cake. I look at the cake and go, I win. I resisted the cake because that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So again, maybe he needs to start learning the lesson of self-control mm-hmm. as he decides he also wants to have control over others.
Well, and another point, maybe it will give him an opportunity to have self-realization like, wow, I don't want anyone else to feel like I feel right now. And maybe he'll be a little bit more sensitive to other kids mm-hmm. in different situations.
Yeah, I hope.
Or
I
mean, he's just going to be an asshole.
Well, and, you know, and this is what I told his older brother. You know, I'm like, look, you need to try to be more empathetic with him when you're with him instead of antagonizing him, because my concern, frankly, is he doesn't have anything that he really – I'm talking about Xavier again, the younger one. He doesn't have anything that he really loves to do. He's not a good athlete. He has asthma. So it's just like, you know, you start losing your friends. You don't have anything you really love doing. You're not getting along with people. That can lead you down a pretty dangerous road. And so my concern – and maybe we'll cover this in another episode here – but my concern is if all of these things start to add up, where does that take him? And that's a concern. So we'll have to cover this in another episode here.
Get him out in the dirt. Let him play in the dirt.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Let him make mistakes. Let him play in the dirt. Kids used to rule countries at 15, 16. What the hell are we doing?
Come on,
people.
Exactly.
All right, my friends. We'll talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. And don't forget, you can grab a free copy of What Is Your What at whatisyourwhat.com. We'll talk to you guys really soon. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.